This recording, Ohio 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Wintersville, Ohio. It's right outside of Steubenville, Ohio, which is about 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm in drama club, and I'm in band, and, well, let's see, there's not a whole lot to do around here. I suppose I could tell you about what there is to do in Pittsburgh. We have a Robinson Town Center, which is a very large shopping complex just about 5 minutes from the Pittsburgh International Airport. I like to go to plays up in Pittsburgh and a few concerts every once in a while. I really don't get out of the area much more than 2 or 3 times a year, and I go down to Knoxville, Tennessee on my vacation. I enjoy listening to music. I like a lot of different kinds of music, actually. I'm not one of those people who will only listen to, you know, rap or pop or rock. I listen to a healthy mix. I like to listen to the radio. I like to watch some television. I'm not a major big-time television watcher. I don't spend every waking hour watching television, if you know what I mean. But I do like to watch Fox News Channel and CNN, O'Reilly, Hannity, and Combs. I like to be informed, which a lot of people don't in my school, so it's much easier to get ahead of the game in a few subjects that way. I like to play video games. I have a GameCube and an N64. I'm kind of a Nintendo fan, but I don't really know all that much about other systems. I like to watch and enjoy watching movies. I love all the James Bond films. I think Sean Connery, you know, he's the best. But I like a lot of other movies too. Air Force One, that was a good one. All the Star Wars ones. Remember the Titans, Men in Black, Independence Day, you know, in Harry Potter, Castaway. I'm not a real big sports person. I'd rather play in band. I play the trombone. I'm pretty decent at it. I write songs. I'm not really incredibly wonderful at them, but, you know, I like to write songs every once in a while, find it as a nice escape. I like to go online. I enjoy computers. I think that's the way the world's heading. I like reading books. Lord forbid a teenager read a book anymore, but I enjoy it thoroughly. You can actually stop whenever you feel like it and take stuff with you. I was born in Steubenville, and I moved out to Wintersville in my kindergarten year, but I kept going to Steubenville City Schools. I've got two parents that still live together and are happy, which is a good thing. Both my grandparents live in the area within 15 minutes of my house, so they're like second parents to me. My aunt lives down in Tennessee, and that's who I go visit. My mom graduated from OU, so they're trying to drag her into the band to be a part-time director. My dad graduated from OSU, and he's a pharmacist.